Our culture sees griefs as a malady, a terrifying, messy emotion that needs to be cleaned up and put behind us as soon as possible. As a result, we have outdated beliefs about how long grief should last and what it should look like. We see grief as something to overcome, something to fix, rather than something to tend or support. Even our clinicians are trained to see grief as a disorder, rather than a natural response to deep loss. When the professionals don't know how to handle grief, the rest of us can hardly be expected to respond with skill and grace. There is another way. If we want to have care for one another better, we have to rehumanize grief. We have to talk about it. We have to understand it as natural, normal process, rather than something to be shunned, rushed, or maligned. We have to start talking about the skills needed to face the reality of living a life changed entirely by loss. I've been the person howling on the floor, unable to eat or sleep or leave the house for more than a few minutes at a time. I've been on the other side of the clinician's couch, on the receiving end of outdated and wholly irrelevant talk of stages and the power of positive thinking. I learned firsthand why trying to talk someone out of their grief is both hurtful and entirely different from helping them live with their grief. Many people truly want to help a friend or family member who is experiencing a severe loss. Words often fail us at times like these, leaving us stammering for the right thing to say. Some people are so afraid to say or do the wrong thing that they choose to do nothing at all. That's certainly an option, but it's not often a good one. There's no one perfect way to respond or to support someone you care about, but there are some good ground rules. First, remember that you play a supporting role, not a central role, in your friend's grief. You may believe you would do things differently if this loss had happened to you. I hope you don't get the chance to find out. This grief belongs to your friend. Follow their lead.